This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head on over to BetRivers.com today and get yourself in on the action. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and joining me, as always, my faithful co-host, the international man of mystery, the man in Bogota, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, Taylor Wilson. And Taylor, we are really feeling it with the parlays after we both cash our lottery tickets in the weekend slate here. 13-1 for me, I believe it was around 5-1 for you. Overall, slate worked out pretty well for me. Up 4 units on 10-7 without the parlay. With the parlay, 17.63. I moved to 118 and 143. Jeez. And up 39.6 units on the season now. I am feeling really dang good, my friend. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely astonishing the parlay hits here as of late. Mine was much more conservative at, like you say, around 5-1. So I was down 0.6 units without the parlay at a 5-7-1 week, with some big heartbreakers in there. Up 4.54 units though with the parlay, folks. So hopefully you're tailing us on these parlays every week. We started out, you know, going at times just insane, like 80-1s. We are in it to profit on the parlays at this point, folks. They are hitting. I'm going a little more conservative than Tom. He's hitting them all no matter what. And let's just give it up for Viola, just continuing on an amazing roll across the board. Decent few weeks for me as well when you consider the parlay stuff. So let's just keep hitting those parlays, and you know, the rest is history, Tom.
Man, betting on parlays is a very, very good way to go broke very quickly. It certainly feels good to have a big week right after that absolute horrendous beatdown that I took last weekend. I'm amazed for how much in lockstep we were on the slate. The slight variations in what we bet gave me a positive week and sunk you, but the parlay helps us salvage that. And now we move into yet another midweek slate here. And Taylor, looking at this slate, there was a lot that just seemed easy to me as far as what I wanted to bet on, and that scares me a whole lot in this one. There are some tough spots, but there are also some games that I really like here, which means we are about to have a brutal midweek madness beatdown here. But let's get right on into it with our first game up, and that is going to be the Philadelphia Union taking on your Atlanta United. And speaking of beatdowns here, I got to go with Philly there. -175 on the money line. 4-1 is Atlanta as the dog on the road in this spot. +320 on the draw here. I want to have a Union money line play, or at the very least, I want to have a play on the Union to win somehow. They've been torching opponents. 2 straight 6-0 wins. Holy cow. And with LAFC's recent form, the supporter shield all of a sudden in reach for Philly. They still have something to play for in addition to just locking up that number one seed. They're going to keep the pedal down against this Atlanta team that just ran over DC in a wild second half last night. I would love to take a total on this as well. I might dip in on an over 3 around -140. The over 3.5 that it's at right now, +135, not really appealing to me. So I'm hesitant to pull the trigger on that. However, you can't really take any value at a -175 Philly price. So instead, I'm going to go Philly -1 here at about even money, as I think they're going to win, and I'll take the push protection and hope that we're getting the beat down here, Taylor.
Fantastic. Full agreement to start out, Mr. Viola. I also have the -1 play here for the Union, getting an even price tag at time of recording. Like you say, it's going to be interesting to see kind of how important supporter shield is to Philly and LA down the stretch of the season. They are two of the three most recent supporter shield winners. So they have been teams that have gotten that and not been able to get over the MLS cup hump. So you already see LAFC rotating a little bit, fading a tiny bit as the stretch run comes in. Maybe they're thinking, hey, we're not as invested in supporter shield, a little bit more worried about what comes afterwards. Philly, I'm sure they're worried about both of them, but they are absolutely on fire. Remember, this team at home, Tom, is kind of unstoppable. It's now 14 home games this season without a loss. Since the beginning of July, the Union have outscored opponents just in general 35-7 in an 11-game sample size there. Tom, you mentioned the 6-0s. They've had a 7-0 in there. This is a team that can just blow out especially bad teams. And I do think Atlanta on the road is, well, not maybe an overall bad team, certainly a bad defense. I think this is just kind of ripe for probably a blowout. I think the issue here is, you know, how much does Atlanta give you when you're looking at the total markets and the both teams to score markets? I thought about maybe tying some things together in a single game parlay on Philly with an over and both teams to score, that kind of stuff. I think you'd be relatively safe. I would guess that Atlanta gets you at least a goal here just based on what this attack has been doing lately. They've turned a corner, getting the Joseph Martinez goal yesterday. I don't care that you're playing DC. That was huge. The energy that this team has when Joseph is playing well, you know, it almost feels like 2018 again, at least on the attacking side. The problem is the other side for Atlanta continues to be an absolute mess. One of the most kind of the worst kind of eye test defenses you're going to find in this league, Tom. And I think against a Union team that takes advantage of those kind of opportunities a lot this year, -1 feels pretty safe. So I do think Atlanta, you know, look, they're back within 3 points of a playoff spot. They'll probably pluck off a result or two here down the stretch run of the season. It's just not going to come away at Philadelphia, one of the hardest fixtures, maybe the hardest fixture for teams in MLS so far this season. So I like an even price at -1, Tom, on Philly.
Taylor, I am very thankful that you had a lot to say on that because I started struggling with the allergies, my friend, in the middle of all that. But we came to the same conclusion here. We like the beatdowns. We like the fact that Philly has showed teams no mercy. And quite frankly, I really hope that someone took a price on them at some point during the season. I feel like that's something that we've given out at some point here in one of the iterations of the shows. But they are looking like a team that very much can come back here, go on their revenge tour after they came so heartbreakingly close last year and win it all. I think LAFC is very beatable, and we'll talk about them more in a minute. But right here, we're going to talk about Montreal versus New York Red Bulls. Montreal, the Canadiens, they're going to be -103 in the friendly confines of the Great White North. New York Red Bulls +260 on the road. That hasn't stopped them very much this season, though. They've been the best road team and not exactly a great home team. +255 on the draw here. I lean Montreal, but it's 5 games in a row now, Taylor, I've been on the wrong side with the Red Bulls. I can't pick this team correctly, so I'm not going to try. I love the over in this spot. Over 2.5 at -150. It's a little bit juiced, but New York is an offense that travels. They score 1.5 goals per game on the road, which is about exactly the same as their expected goals on the road. So they're performing right in lockstep with how the stats say they should be. The same goes for Montreal at home. They've got 1.8 goals on 1.8 XG. They shut out the Fire 2-0 in their last game, which I had an over in, but I also had Montreal in that. And the defense has pitched 2 straight shutouts. That's actually a trend I don't believe can continue here. I think we're due for some negative regression in that front. And that's why I'm really, really leaning into the over. I think the offense for Montreal is going to continue to fire. I think New York also gets us at least a goal. As much as I'd like to play Montreal in this spot, I'll stick with the over.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Red Bulls haven't really played anyone as tough as Montreal in a month. It's 6 games in a row against teams outside the top four in their respective conferences. You know, before that stretch, though, they did go to Austin and win that game 4-3. And keep in mind, this is still the best away team in MLS, 1.93 points per game away. That's the best in the league. Their attack gets going on the road in ways that other teams don't really in MLS either. They've scored 22 goals in 14 road games. It is against the Montreal team that, you know, is now firmly the second seed in the East. They're tied for fourth in total goals scored. We have the same read here, Tom. I'm going a little bit more aggressive at over 2.75, laying -112, but I absolutely love the over market in this spot. Montreal, they've scored 2 or more goals in 6 of their last 8. It's also 6 wins and 2 draws in those last 8 games, which is why I also have the same read as you, Tom, in terms of leaning Montreal to win this game. Montreal is good. You know, I hope folks have been able to profit on this team throughout the year. They've been a team that you can profit on the goals markets, but really increasingly also on the results and the sides. They're the 2 seed in the East for a reason. But in this spot, you know, you're getting fine prices on the over market, especially if you go a little bit more aggressive. If you want to try a 3, I don't hate it either. I'm going to go 2.75, though, over -112 here, Tom.
I don't hate getting aggressive with that. I think it's about right. It's right in line with what I'm seeing. 2.5 at -150, not quite the best price. I might follow you on that quarter ball. I'll keep my 2.5, but I think that quarter ball might be the way to go if you want to play this game. Toronto versus LA, next one up here. And I wonder if we're going to keep in lockstep here, because this, it feels like a game where I just want to say, okay, easy. Toronto, -103 at home. I'm going to take them here. The Galaxy +225 on the road and the draw 3-1. But then I start thinking about it. Toronto needs to get it in gear. If they want to make the playoffs, they need some wins. They sit in 11th, but only 3 points out of a playoff spot right now. They're good enough to win. But -103 at home against an LA team that now appears to be getting its stuff together, that price doesn't feel like it has any value to me. Then you look at the total market, over 3.5, that's a very high number. And the both teams to score is juiced past -200 here. That's not helping us either. But I want to play something here. So how about a team total on Toronto? Over 1.5 goals at -148. Little steep on the juice, but I think that Toronto can get us 2 goals in this game. I don't know that I want to take a full total price. I would be nice to get involved with LA scoring as well. But I'm just going to focus in this one on the Toronto goals. I'm going to hope that the home team offense is able to put up 2 and get me home.
Yeah, I understand the logic there. I mean, look, one of my rules in MLS this year has been just stay the heck away from Galaxy games. And I kind of want to do the same here. I don't like where the market's at. I don't like the prices at all. I would love Toronto +150 here, +170. You're obviously not getting those prices on them anymore. Big hit for us last week at +175 as road dogs there in Charlotte. And I think, you know, on the road, you're still going to find those prices. You're getting the home adjustment here, though, against a Galaxy team that's impossible to figure out. Having said all of that, this is far from one of my favorite plays of the week. I lean to a stay away. I am going to just take Toronto. It's moving in the wrong direction. I took it at an even money. I just think when you look at the post-Italians arrival, the post-Insigne and Bernardeschi arrival, it's a 7-game sample size now, which is big enough to look into. Toronto's averaging 2 points a game across that stretch. The only team, you know, if you average that out for a season, that would be better is LAFC at 2.11 points per game, which is borderline historic. So, you know, this team is legit here since those guys have come in. It's improved kind of other positions as well. There's a real energy around this team. A couple of draws in that stretch where they would have been frustrated to have dropped points, and would not shock me to see something slip here because this feels like a very kind of MLS trap game. But if I have to choose something, I try to stay away from total markets involving the Galaxy. They've burned me too much this year, Tom. So I'm just going to try the Toronto side in a vacuum. You know, if you ask me, who do you think is going to win, Toronto or the Galaxy? I would absolutely go Toronto. I don't like the price here at all. I agree with you on that. But I'm just going to try a conservative, even money price. It's what I got it at earlier on Toronto money line to beat LA Galaxy.
I lean the same exact way as you here. Again, absolutely not one of my favorite games. If I had to pick a winner, I'm picking Toronto, but they've been a little bit cold and LA has actually been a little bit hot right now. I could see them going in here and grabbing another win as the Galaxy try and cement their place in the playoffs. But you're right. It's all about the price, and the price feels a little prohibitive to me. I'll stick with the team total, but if you guys want to pass on a game this week, this is a game that I'd pass on. The next one up is the New England Revolution versus the Chicago Fire, and the numbers look a lot similar. -103 for the Revolution at home, the Fire +260, and the draw +255. Taylor, the Revolution's now taken 2 bad L's in a row against LA and Montreal, and as a result, they sit below the playoff line. The reigning Supporter Shield champs not looking great right now. The Revolution has taken a turn for the worse. But Chicago's gone completely off the rails. They went from 5 unbeaten to 3 straight losses. The Fire is out. They are conceding an average of 2 goals per road game, which is a half a goal more than their 1.64 XGA would suggest. But they also aren't scoring, and the Revs aren't a major candidate for a blowout win. I'm going to take under 2.5 here at +118. I got burned on the Revs under in the last game, but I still think that that defense is their bread and butter, and I could see this one just being one of those 1-0 Revs see out the easy victory. Maybe not easy victory, but Chicago doesn't do enough to inspire me towards goals.
Well, there's a reason I took a Toronto price that I didn't particularly love, Tom, which is I can't go stay away in back-to-back plays here. So I am going to stay away from this game entirely. I can see where your head is at on the under market. The Revs finally lost a home game, their first since like early April. We talked about that last week. The Fire, I mean, to their credit, they have had a very tough stretch of schedule, but they have not answered the call at all. Losing at Philly, home to NYC, and home to Montreal, all by two or more goals. Just getting completely wiped off the pitch in those games. Their playoff hopes are not in great shape at this point. The Reds are a little bit more in the mix. Both teams could sneak in because of just the big mosh pit they're trying to get into the Eastern Conference playoffs. But I don't love either side here. I really don't feel overly confident in the total markets either. If anything, you know, plus 270 on the Fire just feels like a wrong price against a Revs team that is not that much better than Chicago. So I would maybe lean that just for a pure value try, but I don't like anything here, Tom. I'm not betting on this game. I'm going complete stay away.
Wait, can you repeat that? What you said about the plus 270? I think you made it sound to me like you were saying the Revs were plus 270.
Oh, sorry, the Fire. Yeah, anything, I would go Fire plus 270 just because the price is, you know, I think that price is a little bit off. But again, let me just clarify, I'm not taking anything in this game.
I don't fault you at all for a stay away here. This isn't one of my favorite plays. I could see taking the Fire, but mostly just based off the fact that it's a weird midweek. I don't think the Fire are actually that close to the Revs. I think the Revs are a good team playing badly. I think Chicago was a bad team playing well for a few weeks, and that's gone away. But
I would agree with that assessment. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Stay away. I can agree with here. Under, I feel like I'm getting a little bit of value. I could see this being one of the few unders of the week. We'll see what happens with it, but I don't fault you for a stay away. Also, not one of my favorites. The next game that we have up here, though, Orlando versus Seattle. Orlando plus 132. Sounders plus 205, and the draw plus 230. Seattle now just has 1 point in their last four games. They sit 4 points below the line, and they are in real danger of missing the postseason for the first time in their history in the same year they made and won the CONCACAF Champions League. Orlando's overall metrics are putrid, especially offensively. They don't like to score, but now they've won three straight and are looking to make it four here. The offense has come alive, scoring twice in each of the last two wins. Seattle's gone over 2.5 in each of their last four, mostly thanks to their terrible defense. So I'm just going to play a reasonably priced over 2.5 at minus 134 here. Seattle has to start winning some games, and you think that maybe they're gonna, but all good things must come to an end. And I'm starting to think that turn we thought we saw in Seattle in the middle of the season was just a mirage, and that they will in fact be watching the playoffs on the couch. But I'll take an over 2.5 in this spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's now 4 points off a playoff spot for the Sounders. You know, the Galaxy ahead of them have a game in hand on them also. You could realistically picture like maybe one of the Galaxy, RSL, Nashville dropping out, but then it's like, you know, even you would give a leg up on Portland potentially getting there in over Seattle. The math is getting harder and harder for the Sounders as the stretch run of the season is popping up, Tom. Having said all that, what have I been trying for like 2 months? Is to profit on these crazy kind of imbalanced and clearly not that crazy. The Sounders have not been answering the call, but these big prices that you can get the Sounders on. I'm going to try it again here, Tom, plus 205. You know, I have been an Orlando hater kind of all year. Credit to them for getting finally a win streak. This is a team that before this 3-game win streak has been kind of terrible after a win all year. It was only two other 2+ win streaks in all competitions this season. Another part of this, though, Tom, is so there's not going to be an Orlando game this weekend. They do, though, have the U.S. Open Cup final coming up next midweek. And, you know, this is a team that's been solidly kind of in the playoffs right around fourth, fifth, sixth most of the year. It's increasingly looking like they'll probably get in there somewhere in that zone. It's not a team I'd be too worried about once the playoffs begin. I think they're going to go all in. They're playing a USL team, Sacramento Republic, in that final. I think they really are prioritizing trying to get that win, lift some silverware. How much rotation in the squad is going to happen? You're going to have to wait for lineups to see. I cannot predict that. I do think getting the weekend off gives them some leeway to potentially still play some guys in this spot. But I think the prices are wrong. I still don't think Orlando is particularly imposing. So how many times have I said this with Seattle? How many times have I been wrong, Tom? Let's try it again. 2-1 Sounders. It's now or never. It truly is now or never for the Sounders. So
it really is. I don't hate you. If I was to play a side in this game, I'm taking the Sounders at +205. I think I'd like to get them closer to 3-1 in this matchup, but
fair.
They have the talent to win this game. Yes, they've been ravaged by injuries, but at the end of the day, they should be able to do something. We'll see if they can. The next game up, New York City versus DC United. New York -225 are the Pigeons at home in this one. And yet DC only +480 on the money line in the draw, +390. I mean, New York's going to win this. Wayne Rooney can't fix what ails DC by himself, and they get blown out by teams. But the numbers here are so rough for me to find any sort of value on NYCFC. I don't want to do a full -1.5 in MLS. So I'll play a little more conservative here. I'm going to go with that quarter ball at the 1.25. And I'll see what we get out. At even money, I'll take a quarter ball on it. But this is me trying to find something to put down for this slate. Again, we've said it about a lot of these plays. Not a ton here that I'm looking at. The quarter ball is all I got for you.
Yeah, we have a similar read. I mean, this is about trying to find something that makes sense price-wise on NYCFC. Keep in mind, they've been in a bit of a free fall lately, 4 losses in their last 5. But fading DC is about as reliable as any play in MLS at this point. They have not beaten anyone not named Orlando since May 7th. It's 8 losses in their last 11, 4 losses in a row. They're the worst team in the league on points, worst team in the league on points per game. You know, everything, especially defensively, they are just really, really terrible. There was a small stretch where it looked like Wayne Rooney might have fixed the defense. Not the case here over the last few games once again. So I think fading DC makes sense. I was looking at single game parlay markets, Tom, and so I'm going to try NYCFC money line with the over 2.5 at -108. It's possible I kind of need everything to come from NYCFC in this spot. But the good news is NYCFC's defense has also been kind of falling apart lately. 4 of the last 5 have gone over 2.5 for NYC, 5 of the last 8 for DC. But you can basically always rely on them to leak goals against teams that are in good attacking form. So, you know, could this be a 2-0 NYCFC win that hurts me? Absolutely. But this is about trying to find some value here. I think the over just about hits. I feel very confident that NYCFC wins the game. This comes in close to even at -108, Tom.
The next game up here, last one for our video listeners, Houston versus LAFC. It's another battle of good versus bad here. But LAFC all of a sudden needs some wins to keep ahead for the supporter shield. And in this one, they're only -108 as road favorites over the Dynamo, +260 home dogs, and the draw +270. This team has just become very beatable. And and we see that in the -108 price tag here against the terrible Houston team. But if LA can't win here, what are we doing? Let's go aggressive with it. I'll take LA minus a goal at +180. We've got some push protection, but this is a prime LA beatdown spot as they get some recent frustration out down in Houston.
Yeah, I probably like your play more than mine, which is just to take the -106 price tag on the money line with LAFC. To me, this just feels like, you know, this really should be like -170 when we think about what LAFC was doing earlier this year and how bad Houston is. The concerning thing for LAFC, if there is one right now, is are there maybe problems defensively? It's 6 goals conceded in these back-to-back losses for them. They've played some of their main guys as well. When you think about just the top teams in the league, think about Philly, how good they are defensively. They're now getting their attack figured out. That's the standard LAFC needs to be thinking about. So when you're just trying to poke holes in, is there any issue with LAFC? It might be on that end of the pitch right now, Tom. Houston typically not one to really exploit issues like that. I could see this being kind of ugly. I still don't entirely know how much LA is going to care about the regular season down the stretch run. A reminder, only 3 of the last 19 Supporter Shield winners have won MLS Cup. That doesn't mean you know, if you have as easy of a kind of walk in to getting the Supporter Shield as LA has had, you'd think you'd still want to win it, Tom, you know,
yeah.
But that it still might be reflected in terms of some of their lineups here down the stretch run. Having said all of that, this is just even on a minus price, which is crazy to say in this league, even on a minus price, it feels wrong when you consider the matchup. I'm going to try LA on the money line.
Yeah, I would definitely say watch out for squad rotation here. The money line might end up making more sense. I'd like to throw in a caveat that if they don't play their starters here, do not hold this game against me, because I obviously will not be playing a minus a goal with no starters. And maybe I still will. We'll see. But moving on here to the end of our video portion of the show, actually, Taylor, that is going to do it for us. If you want to get the rest of the slate breakdown, head on over to the podcast platform of your choice, where we are going to continue motoring on here for our audio viewers. But in the meantime, guys, follow us on Twitter at TV at Work at ATLT Will, and follow the entire Betting Weekly Studios network at Because We Win. And of course, head on over to betrivers.com and sign yourself up for an account today. Guys, that is going to do it for us. Best of luck on the midweek slate, and we will see you back here on Thursday. And now, Taylor, we'll move right along into some of these other games on the docket here. Heading back on up the card real quick, we have the Crew going up against Inter Miami. And Crew minus 150 in this home spot, Miami plus 335 and the draw plus 330 here. And you know what, Taylor? I mean, this is a tough one. Both of these teams have exceeded 2.5 goals in 4 of their last 5 games. Miami's road form is concerning for me, though, because they've only scored 8 goals on the road this season, the fewest in the league by far. The offense has certainly been improving, but I'm a little concerned, and it's enough to keep me away from a total on this one. I very much like the Crew at home here off of 3 straight draws. They sit just a measly point above the playoff line right now, tied with Miami on points. It's crunch time, and I think the Crew have the bite to get it done. I'll take the minus 150 here.
Yeah, I was not in love with the price. I do absolutely think the Crew win this game. A reminder, Inter Miami is not good on the road. They have just 2 wins in 13 away games this year. The Crew, meanwhile, just 1 loss since May. That's a 14-game sample size at this point. Problem with them, of course, has been the draws. It's now 3 in a row. They've also got an out XG'd in all 3 as some defensive problems show up. But the issues are not on the attack again. Cucho Hernandez has been absolutely fantastic. This team is really, really fun to watch going forward. And I think against a bad road team that they can not only win the game, but also score some goals as well, Tom. So I'm going to try to give myself a little bit more value in a same game parlay with the Crew money line parlayed with over 1.5 team goals. That gets me to a minus 110 price. Inter have just 1 clean sheet in their last 14. They can also really lay an egg on the road. So I'm leaning all in, chips to the center on Columbus in this spot, Tom.
All right. I'm with you on that. We're going Columbus here. And let's move it on into the next one on the slate. Nashville versus Colorado. All of a sudden, Nashville's been looking pretty dang good. And in this spot, they are predictably home favorites here. Minus 108. Not minus 108. I was looking too far down the card there. Minus 118 versus the Rapids, who are plus 290 road dogs, and the draw plus 275. I mean, all of a sudden, back-to-back 4-0 and 3-0 wins under their belt for Nashville. The offense is scoring. They haven't been shut out since June 11th versus San Jose, and the Rapids are coming off a 6-0 shakedown by the Union. My worry is the defense steps up to the plate in a game after that. So I'm going to pass on the total here, but I like Nashville at home. I'll take the minus 118.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's been an impressive couple of games for Nashville. It feels unlikely to me that they're going to be able to pull off another clean sheet. That is despite, of course, the Rapids not being a particularly good road team. You know, the Rapids are also, by the way, coming off of a blowout away loss. I'm going to look at the bigger picture data, though, in this. The Rapids had 6 in a row on both teams to score before that 6-0 loss. Nashville, before these last 2 games, were 13-2 on both teams to score. The prices in these BTTS markets is tough these days, but a lot of them are minus 190. You even had one on the board this week, past minus 200. In this spot, you can get minus 157 on both teams to score. Yes, I can understand some slight worries with the Rapids on the road, but actually, even home or away, they've been a fairly reliable BTTS team here for a month plus. And Nashville, they've been a great BTTS team basically all year. So I'm going to try both teams to score, Tom. Yes, minus 157.
I wish you the best of luck, my friend. I'm just scared that Colorado is not going to be able to, but I understand where you're coming from. Austin FC goes up against Portland in this next matchup. Austin minus 132 at home. Portland 3-1 as well as the draw. I'm going weird here, Taylor. I just hate it. I want to take an over, but 3.5 here is a lot. I'm instead going to make a very unscientific bet.
Okay.
Midweek gets weird in MLS. It gets home team coming off biggest win in franchise history and dropping to a 3-1 dog in their next match. Weird. Watch this be the only bet I cash this week. Let's bet on MLS being MLS and take a road dog here. Portland needs the points. I'm going to take them 3-1 and say that Austin has a little cool down with a midweek hangover over the LA win. This is terrible betting strategy, by the way. I'm handicapping on human emotion. I'm using my gut. This is not good betting, but we're going to take it.
What an endorsement. Well, let's remember what league this is, though, Tom. I mean, if you're going to give that as the precursor to any kind of play, it is in Major League Soccer. So checks out for me. You mentioned sort of slightly what I am going to do here, which is the over, but I'm only going over 3 flat. Laying minus 124. I'm giving myself some push protection on the 3 number. You know, the way I looked at these first is, all right, what's both teams to score? Oh my gosh, it's minus 205. One of the worst BTTS prices we've seen in MLS all season. All right, can't take that. Not a good enough price. Then I looked at the over 1.5 team goals plays for either side. I would definitely go Portland over Austin in those markets because of the prices. You can get Portland at plus 163 versus Austin at minus 177. But over 3 just seems safer. It's more conservative. I get a push protection situation, and the price is fine at minus 124 for a very reliable hit for Austin this year. Slightly less reliable for Portland. You've seen some of those 1-1 draws. Doesn't really feel like this is going to be that type of game, though. We know what happens with Austin, especially against other good attacks. There have been a lot of 4-3s on the board with them this year. So I'm going to try on that, not have to worry about a side, just go over 3 at minus 124.
I like the over 3. That's a more palatable number to me. I'll probably end up taking that bet as well, and I can see myself making it. The Portland 3-1, I'm zigging where they zag, and we'll see if it ends up being right. The last game on the slate here, Taylor, though, RSL versus Minnesota, and we have Real Salt Lake at minus 103 at home, Minnesota plus 260 on the road, and plus 255 on the draw here. I probably should take a total, but Minnesota is one of the hot, maybe the hottest team in the league right now. Okay, not really. Philly is, but Minnesota's been filthy good. RSL is stout defensively at home, only 12 goals allowed, and they've only scored 20. I could lean to an under because of that, but I'm going to take a shot with Minnesota here to get things done on the road and see what happens. I think this team's going to cause a lot of problems in the postseason, and they still aren't quite out of the woods yet for seeding. I expect them to still be giving it the full effort here.
I can't believe you can still get this kind of price tag on Minnesota. I understand the RSL home form stuff. They're the fifth best home team in the league at 1.92 points per game. But it is only one win in their last 6 home games. RSL has been fading. I think you need to look a little bit more at the trend data than the overall home form for RSL this season. I thought about both teams to score, as I do in pretty much every MLS game. It's hit in 10 of the last 11 for Minnesota. Actually 12 of the last 13 for RSL. It's hit 5 games in a row. Problem is, it's a minus 186 price. I don't love that. You got to take advantage of the Minnesota price here on one of the best teams in the league for more than 2 months, Tom. Plus 270 is crazy here. It's wild to still get the loons on this. Minnesota has 1 loss in their last 11 in MLS play. They've also scored 2 or more goals in 7 games in a row and in 10 of their last 11. I did think just briefly about an over 1.5 Minnesota team goals bet at plus 163 as well. I don't love doing that against how good RSL has been defensively at home. So I am going to stay away from that. But like you, Tom, full agreement. I'm trying Minnesota here at a plus 270 price.
And there you have it, Taylor. Some agreement to end the show. It's going to be a weird midweek. You just know it. The midweek's always weird. Zig where they zag. Honestly, even stay away from midweek slates for how weird they get if you want. But if you want to take some shots, those are our thoughts in this one. Taylor, do you have a parlay for us? I'll give you a second to think of that. I've got one here. My lottery ticket for the week. We've got LA minus 108 on the money line, LAFC. Orlando, we're going over 2.5 goals at minus 134. Nashville minus 118 on the money line. Wrap it all together with Minnesota plus 260 to give us 21-49 to the plus here, a 21.5-1 bet. We'll see if we can't keep cashing a lottery ticket here. What say you?
So I've been going way more conservative than you have on these parlays. We've both been hitting, so you might as well, I guess, go the more aggressive Viola play, folks, if you're trying to just go all in on these. But yeah, so I'm going a couple of overs and a money line. I'm going Montreal Red Bulls over 2.5, Austin Portland over 2.5, and then the Sounders, throwing them in there to give me some value. Had them at plus 210. You throw all that together, it comes out to plus 661. I obviously feel a lot better about those overs than I do about the Sounders play, but you need a little bit of value to help you out to get that price tag at the end of it. So finally, maybe the Sounders will come through for me. We'll see, Tom.
Man, five extra points on that one. And that's getting into some pretty interesting territory on a parlay there, Taylor, with that payout. But for now, that's going to do it for us here. Let's run through real quick for everybody our plays of the week. Here's your quick recap, your chance to write everything down if you want to. Union versus Atlanta. I'm going Union minus one, lean to the over 3.5.
Yeah, full agreement. Union minus one, even money, Tom.
Montreal versus New York Red Bulls, over 2.5 at minus 150.
Similar read. I'm going a little bit more aggressive, over 2.75, laying minus 112.
The Crew versus Inter Miami, Crew minus 150.
Going Crew money line as well, but I'm pairing it in a single game parlay with over 1.5 team goals to get a minus 110 price.
I like that a lot. Toronto versus the LA Galaxy. I'm taking the Toronto team total over 1.5 at minus 148.
Yeah, and I'm taking Toronto, just money line, even money. I do not like the price at all. I do like Toronto a lot to beat the Galaxy in a vacuum.
New England versus Chicago. I'm going under 2.5 at plus 118.
No play here, Tom.
Orlando versus Seattle, over 2.5, minus 134.
Yeah, I got the Sounders plus 210. I've tried them a lot. Let's try it again.
New York City versus DC United. I'm taking NYCFC minus 1.25 at even money.
Another same game parlay for me here. NYCFC money line with the over 2.5 goals, minus 108.
LAFC versus Houston. I'm taking LA minus one at plus 180.
And I'm just going money line LAFC minus 106.
Nashville versus Colorado. Nashville money line minus 118 for me.
Going both teams to score, yes, minus 157.
Portland versus Austin. I'm going weird. I'm taking Portland 3-1.
I am going over 3, minus 124.
And RSL versus Minnesota, I'm taking the Loons plus 260.
Full agreement, Tom. Minnesota United money line.
Guys, that's going to do it for us here on the show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TV at Work and ATLT Will with 1L. And, of course, to keep up with all of the Betting Weekly Studios podcast network, I know Nigel Seeley has been hot on the Premier League to start the season. Follow at Because We Win on Twitter today. Never miss a minute of any of the action, any of the analysis. And of course, head on over to betrivers.com where you can sign up for an account and get yourself in on the action today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. Thank you guys so much for staying with us. It has been a pleasure. Let's cash those tickets and we'll see you guys back here on Thursday for the weekend slate.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.